Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We enjoyed that first hour with Anne Louise Gittleman. We always enjoy having her on, and we will have her on again live in the studio in October. She said she'll be in the New York area then, and we will make it our business to bring her back because there were a lot of questions related to intestinal health and probiotics, and that's her specialty. Okay, those of you who were on the phones over the break, thanks for staying, and let's get to you. First caller this second hour is Mimi from Southampton, Long Island.
Hi.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi. I'm taking Synthroid 50 micrograms.
Synthroid.
Yes.
For your thyroid.
Yes, I have hypothyroidism.
Okay.
And maybe 4 or 5 years ago they found. And I my questions are, how often should I eat the cruciferous veggies, like cabbage, Brussels sprouts? I heard that they are goitrogenic, I should not consume them.
No, well, that's not true. It's only partly true. Yes, they are what is called goitrogenic, which means they can decrease the thyroid output, but they also are very good for you.
I know.
So if you had, I think it's overconsumption might be a problem. So if you ate cruciferous vegetables 2 or 3 times a week, that would be fine. I don't think that would cause you a problem.
Yeah, because don't forget, if they measure your thyroid blood level, and if that level is okay, that means that the cruciferous vegetables that you're taking have not suppressed the thyroid. So it would take a lot before you got real suppression, and you would detect that, and you just raise the dose of your thyroid medicine then, because cruciferous vegetables are very good for you.
Well, I have a question for you, Dr. Podell. If someone's taking Synthroid to compensate for the lack of thyroid hormone, would it then? Does that mean it doesn't really matter if you eat cruciferous vegetables or not?
Well, in that sense, yeah. Or in other words, well, presumably, if you're taking, say, thyroid hormone, mm-hmm. you're depending partly on what your own thyroid's producing and partly on the supplement. So if you were to take so much cruciferous vegetables as to reduce the thyroid, then you just raise the dose of your mm-hmm. of your Synthroid. Right. But in fact, you'd have to take an awful lot before you'd get an effect that would block the thyroid.
And here's some good, interesting news. We had an expert on broccoli. We were talking about broccoli as glucosinolates. And the expert, I forget his name, but he represented one of the companies, Jarrow Broccomax.
Dr. Fahey, a long time
right.
ago.
Yeah. And he said broccoli does not have that effect as you would think it would.
Once again, Mimi, you know, these things are measurable.
Right.
You know, so if you found you wanted to eat cruciferous vegetables, Brussels sprouts and stuff like that, and it was negatively affecting your thyroid, you have two choices. Either cut back or take a little more thyroid.
I don't want to take more thyroid.
No.
I'm still keeping 50 micrograms. Also, the next question is, I heard that if I cook these veggies, they lose this goitrogenic aspect. Is that true?
I hadn't heard that. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay. And I would like to know also, if I take a multivitamin that also includes this cruciferous veggies, for example, first organic multivitamins that are produced with organic veggies, but yeah. they contain this cruciferous. Should be affected or no?
No, those things shouldn't affect your thyroid at all, really. Mm-hmm. Negatively.
Okay.
All right, Mimi, thanks so much for calling.
And I heard last Sunday that you have a special guest, Dr. Vanessa, about supporting thyroid gland.
Yes, that was last week.
Yes. What was the name of this?
The product he was talking about is called Thyroid Balance.
Thyroid Balance. Okay, and I could find this in the store?
You could find it at Wilner Chemists.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Mimi. And 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. And it also works from the Atlanta, Georgia area. So you Georgians, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Mary from Rye, New York.
Yes, hi. I've had an upper endoscopy, and it showed that there's oral inflammation there in my GI tract. Also, I had H. pylori, they found. I took PrevPak, and that didn't work. And then they put me on Flagyl, and that didn't work. And I was wondering, I don't know what else to do, but I'm in a lot of pain. And I really don't like having to take all of these medications.
Usually the medications usually take care of the H. pylori.
Yeah, but not always. That is, the H. pylori can become resistant. And the reason why they give so many different medications is to sort of nail it from different angles. It would seem that acidophilus has a beneficial effect that one should add to this. And then the bismuth, which was one of the original therapies, also has a beneficial effect. The Pepto-Bismol should probably also be added in. This gets now to be a kind of a subspecialty kind of issue, which is, what do you do if you're quite sure you still have H. pylorus, which it sounds like you do, but they have to check again, and it's not responding to the standard therapies. So things like lactobacillus would be helpful. And in a general holistic sense, anything that you're deficient in, which would include nutrients, sleep, calmness in your life, all those things are undermining. So if you went to see a holistic physician, they wouldn't just look at the H. pylorus. They'd look at how your whole body is functioning and try and get that in optimal shape. But in addition, there may well be other more specific therapies for H. pylorus that a GI specialist might have when the standard ones fail.
There's also some good natural therapies.
Absolutely. We mentioned DGL a little while ago, and we often recommend that as a way of alleviating a lot of these symptoms and soothing the lining of the intestine. But there's something also called mastic gum that's been around for a little while. And we often include that in any combination therapy for treating H. pylori or ulcerative type of situations. And it's found to be pretty effective. Let's say you want to include that with DGL. You take antibiotics. You take mastic gum. You can even take L-glutamine, which promotes healing as well. But mastic gum you may also want to include, and it seems to be very helpful for stomach problems, including gastritis and ulcers.
All right. So you have a couple of there's also what about some of these golden seal extracts, the hydrastine, the berberine, and things like that? Those were touted as good
H. pylori.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and Dr. Gitteman just mentioned cayenne, although that's sort of limited. You can't really take cayenne if you have an ulcer, so that was a difficult choice. But yes, you could use things like the golden seal. I think argon grape has a similar type of substance as an antibiotic.
Well, we wish you good luck, Mary.
Are the symptoms for H. pylori, is it like constant belching and a lot of burning down the middle of your throat and a sore throat?
Well, some people have no symptoms, but yeah, I mean...
Well, that's more... doesn't need to be related to H. pylori. That sounds like reflux.
Right.
That's the acid reflux, which may be caused by the H. pylori, you know. But you've had a good gastroenterological workup?
Yes.
Okay, then... I don't know what else to tell you. You know, Dr. Podell, assuming she has a resistant H. pylori, do you go along and say, hey, we got to get something to kill this thing? Or do you say, well, let's manage it and let's treat it as though, you know, we just ignore it and just go about?
Well, many people have it and it's totally asymptomatic. Over the long run, it seems having it, particularly if it's symptomatic, will seem to damage the stomach, also perhaps increase risk of stomach cancer. So I think you want to get it out of there. Normally what you do is, for other bacteria, you grow it and you test it against various antibiotics and see which that particular bug is sensitive to in you, because it may be different in you than in somebody else.
Okay, Mary, thanks so much for that call, and like I said earlier, good luck. Okay, we need to pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we will be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And this is Arnie Gitomer, and I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Doctor's Best, the full line, 40% off list. Source Naturals, Natrol, the full line's at 35% off list. New Chapter, Country Life, Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, NTI, the full lines at 30% off list. And there's much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sales flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com, as Arnie just told you, and you could subscribe online. Well, even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or in our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And some good news, the full line of New Chapter supplements now on sale at 30% off at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions. And our phone number here is 1-800-321-0710. Next, we have Lisa from Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Good afternoon to you. I've called before with regards to an intestinal issue I have. I've been diagnosed with IBS, and I've had it for about 11 years. I just recently had a colonoscopy done, and I was told that I have a very tortuous colon, lots of twists and turns. And two of my main complaints throughout the 11 years have been constipation and really very, very sulfuric smelling gas, like all the time. I work, so it makes it very hard to work. I tend to abstain from a lot of social situations for the obvious reasons. I've tried a number of different things. I was prescribed the Amitiza, but when I went online and saw some of the side effects, I decided I didn't want to take that. I did try the Flowy, and I had a little relief with my bowel movements, but I noticed a change in the size and shape of the bowel movements I was having. And I was given some samples of Fluoristor from my gastroenterologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see if maybe you guys have any feedback about what I could do with the gas situation. And I also wanted to ask if Royal Jelly could help me at all.
Okay, we'll start with the last one. I really don't see how Royal Jelly could do anything for you.
Okay.
All right. Now, have you tried digestive enzymes?
Yes, I've taken the digestive enzymes. I'm not currently taking them, but I have. And I honestly, also with the DGL and the acidophilus, didn't notice a marked difference in the constipation or the gas.
Okay. You took probiotics. You said you took the acidophilus.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you make sure you're taking a good product? Take something like either the Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic 12 Plus or one of the other ones that we've been advertising. Make
okay.
sure you're taking a robust probiotic product.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's probably going on is that you've become colonized with a strain of bacteria that's making a lot more sulfur-containing gases than other people. Now, everybody makes some of this. And what I think I would be very tempted to do would be to try to give you a broad spectrum antibiotic, which is something I don't do very often, but to the kind of things that would wipe out much of your bowel flora, and then bring back in right on top of that very, very large doses of Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria to try and recolonize it with healthier forms of bacteria that wouldn't be giving you the smell. The other thing I would do would be, this is a long shot, but an elimination diet where we take you off of all but maybe, you know, three or four or five different foods, particularly sulfur-containing foods, and to see whether there might be any specific foods that are tending to trigger this. You could find that out within 2 weeks, to whether a much, much restricted diet would make any difference. It might.
I have one other question, if I could.
Sure.
You mentioned the B12 issue, and I was told that I was low on B12 and iron. Could that have any effect on any of this?
Well, it might, and if you were low, it's worth a try of repleting it. Again, those are relatively easy things to do to see if it makes a difference. It's probably only going to be part of the problem, though. It's not going to be the whole problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I wanted to hear what else you were
going to
say.
Well, if you're going to take an iron supplement, you may want to make sure you take one that's non-constipating. There's something called Gentle Iron or Easy Iron by Country Life, Gentle Iron by Solgar, and these are chelated irons that tend to not cause binding and constipation.
You know,
the Florastor, had you heard of that?
Sure.
Yeah, Florastor is not really what I would call, it's not a bacteria. It's a yeast-derived product, and I usually recommend it for people who have diarrhea.
Is that a Saccharomyces?
Yeah, Saccharomyces boulardii.
Okay.
You know, it's derived from a yeast, which doesn't make it bad at all, but it's not what you would call a typical lactobacillus or bifido bacteria.
Saccharomyces can be useful in fighting off certain kinds of infections in the gut, but it doesn't set up shop and live there. It goes through and it's there for a while and then it passes out. So it's sort of like a temporary thing, as opposed to the Acidophilus and such, which will set up shop.
Have you taken the Florastor?
Yeah, I've been taking the Florastor for probably somewhere between 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, has it made any difference at all?
Well, it helps the motility of the bowel, I think. I go to the bathroom a little more, but I do notice it, which they say is a side effect, that it can create more gas, so it's made the gas problem a bit worse. But it's kind of a trade-off because it relieves the constipation somewhat.
What about something as simple as charcoal? I mean, at least just as a way of managing this rather than, you know, Dr. Podell, would you?
Well, I mean, for the gas part, yeah, that might help. Charcoal might well help. The smell part.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking, and here I'm sort of speculating, I have a number of patients whose constipation improves when you give them nystatin, as if you're treating a yeast. And also very low doses of opiates, actually, something called naltrexone, which is an opiate antagonist that blocks opiates, can also help the constipation and get you moving more.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Lisa. And we need to pause for a quick break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages and the traffic.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Let's go to Ion Levinson for the traffic.
Well, we have some problems in West New York. 57th Street at Bergerline Avenue does remain closed due to an accident involving a car jumping the sidewalk. Problems in East Orange on the Garden State Parkway at exit 145. An accident there is the left lane blocked. T-neck 95 south at I-80. Multi-vehicle accident. Left lane blocked in the express lanes. Delays extend back to the George Washington Bridge. And inbound at the George Washington Bridge, upper level is a 30-minute wait, 15 minutes to the lower deck. Inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, you're at 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes exiting. Coming in at the Holland Tunnel, that's a 20-minute wait from all the approaches with a 25-minute exiting delay. Still seeing some delays on the Cross Bronx Expressway westbound between the Brockner Interchange and the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound, you're also slow as you're exiting for the ramps for the Major Deegan. And as we take a look elsewhere in the five boroughs, some closures. Broadway between 57th and 47th, that will be closed today until around 6 p.m. Fifth Avenue between East 72nd and 59th Street, that will also be closed, and that's wrapping up at around 5 p.m. And also some more closures on Fifth Avenue, 44th to 52nd Street.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
We think a lot about the outside of our bodies, but what about inside? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I want you to imagine that each one of the cells inside your body is a car. And the longer you drive the car, the natural wear and tear takes away the car's once brand new feel. Well, the cells in our bodies work quite the same way. The longer we live, the more our cells lose their ability and speed due to the wear and tear of living. And that's why Propax with NT Factor is so important. It restores our cells' natural function right at the source, while at the same time eliminating fatigue and fighting off the effects of aging. In published clinical trial after clinical trial, Propax with NT Factor remains proven to help restore these damaged cells, therefore naturally giving you back your energy from 10, 20, or even 30 years ago or more. Like that car, you have to repair the damage, and Propax with NT Factor is the only proven way to restart your cells and begin living again, fueled with the energy of your youth.
And to all our Wilner Window listeners, visit your Wilner Chemist for Propax with NT Factor. That's your local Wilner Chemist or Propax.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And getting right back to the phones, let's talk to Rosalie from Kearney, New Jersey.
Yes. Arnie, this is Rosalie, and I'm calling in regard to last week I had a urinary tract infection, and I was on the antibiotic Septra. for 5 days. That was like 11 pills that I had taken. Now, the Septra, what it had done, it left me with a diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, on Friday night, I had, for dinner, I had rice, I had steamed spinach, and I had chicken.
Okay.
And after that, I had a pear, I had a piece of mango, and then I had a cup of yogurt.
So other than learning about your dietary delights, what can we do for you?
Well, the problem was is that after I ate all that at 10 o'clock or 10:30, I had severe diarrhea.
Okay.
I must have went like four times. I woke up 20 after 4 in the morning. I went again.
That's diarrhea.
And it was, like, unbelievable.
So what can we do for you, Rosalie?
Well, I called my doctor, and she prescribed Flagyl.
Flagyl?
Yes.
Wonderful.
And
okay.
That's what I'm taking.
All right.
And tomorrow I intend to go see her.
Okay. Did it help you?
Yes.
All right. Wonderful.
All right, well, let me comment. One of the more common, more serious side effects of antibiotics is that you can get an overgrowth of a particular bacteria called Clostridia difficile, and that can cause severe diarrhea, can cause bloody diarrhea, can be dangerous, and it responds to Flagyl. It does not respond to most of the other antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
Flagyl is used for women's vaginitis and so on, but Flagyl is very good for various bugs that can exist without oxygen, called anaerobes, and
uh-huh.
So likely that's what happened. Your doctor made a good estimate, and hopefully you'll be better shortly.
Okay. This is something that I really, you know, like I can't imagine, like, what the problem, what the heck this could be.
Yeah, well, Dr. Podell tell you, most probably you developed some Clostridium difficile, and you took the Flagyl that got rid of it, and, you know, my suggestion would be to take some acidophilus, get back your regular gut flora, and you'll be back to peachy keen again.
I have acidophilus here, and it's by Windmill. And
I would make sure you get a robust product. Okay, I'm not familiar with that one, but if you take one of the ones that we've been speaking of, the Dr. O'Hara's or the Primadophilus or the Jarrow CDS, you'll be getting a well-researched product and one that will do you some good. Okay, that would be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You can get them. You can get it at Wilner's or your local health food store or wherever you want. But make sure you get a good, robust product, of the ones that I spoke about.
Yes, this one here says 1 billion.
You need something a bit more robust.
Okay.
All right. That would be my suggestion. Okay? Thanks so much for the call, Rosalie. Next, we have Evelyn from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hi.
Are you listening to us live or on the web? Or
I'm listening to you live.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
WGAR.
All right. Wonderful.
And I felt like I said, it's the first time I've heard you. But I have high blood pressure, and I'm 73 years old. And I take Mycardis. My doctor put me on Mycardis, and I'm still taking Maxide, which I've been taking for years.
Mm-hmm.
A half a pill.
Okay.
And because of the getting rid of fluid, I have to take potassium.
Okay.
So I'm on potassium too.
Okay.
This has worked okay for me, well, because I've not had any more bouts with the high blood pressure. And since he put me on this, and that's been about a month ago. But I've noticed that my blood pressure has been like, I can have a blood pressure of 100 over 48 because I'm keeping track of it, and a pulse of 59. And I'm wondering, how low at my age is that? Am I supposed to have a blood pressure?
That's probably too low.
Oh.
Okay, now that's something to be individualized with your doctor, but that's I don't want to say for you in particular, but it sounds pretty low.
I'll say it. It's usually, you know, you lose a lot of energy, and it's easy to, you know, you can faint and stuff like that.
So the doctor can fine-tune that.
If you were taking the blood pressure correctly, that's too low. Now, you mentioned your heart rate is 59. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. But the blood pressure is, as you've mentioned, is too low. Mm-hmm. So you need to tell the doctor, hey, I think maybe I'm going too low. What do we do now?
Okay. Now, I do take CoQ10.
Good.
I take fish oil.
Wonderful. That's not making anything worse. Those are good things.
Okay. All right. So that is too low. My daughter said she thought it was too low. So
your daughter knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will. I got a visit in the next couple of months, and I will ask him about that.
We'll do it before then.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll call him.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Evelyn. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Al from Flanders, New Jersey.
Arnie, Sam, Dr. Podell, thanks for being here. It is much appreciated.
All right.
Have a question about vitamin D3 levels.
Sure.
I started taking about 2,000 IU of vitamin D on the blind without knowing what my levels were about 6 months ago, and I've been on that amount for 6 months.
Okay.
And I finally got around to a blood test called the 25-hydroxy.
Good.
And it came out 29, and according to the lab, that was below the optimum level. Mm-hmm. So my question is kind of two-part.
Right.
First one is, if you have any thought on what an optimal level would be for somebody my age. And number two is, how would you kick up the amount to what a level to get it to the optimal level?
Okay. You're pretty decently close to what most people, the mainstream, considers optimal at this point. They're saying 32. So that's not really a problem. You're not really low to any substantial degree. Arnie's not agreeing. But what's more interesting to me is that if you've been on 2,000 units a day for quite some time, you would imagine it should be higher. And so the question is there some kind of malabsorption? Might you have some sort of, say, gluten intolerance commonly does this? You might have your doctor measure the gliadin levels to see if there's a problem there. So it's not that it's so terribly low, but that it was probably a lot lower before. And then the question is, well, why?
The thing I was disagreeing with was the 32. I think you're probably, ideally, you should be somewhere between 30 and 50, which means that 29 is sort of just on the low cusp of what I would consider to be normal. I would like to see you probably somewhere closer to 40 at least on your vitamin D level. Now, as Dr. Podell said, you're taking a nice level of vitamin D as a supplement. Now, why hasn't your D gone a little higher than it has? And is there an absorption issue going on? That's what, you know, you might want to look at. If it doesn't appear that's the case, double your vitamin D intake.
Okay.
If you're not having an absorption issue, maybe you're just one of those people who needs more vitamin D. And taking a little more, I don't think, is going to cause any issues. Just make sure, you know, 4 or 5 months down the line, you check your vitamin D again.
Yeah. I don't really agree, but I would say you'd want to recheck it, let's say, in 6 weeks or so.
Okay. What I was thinking about doing is kind of what Arnie was talking about, doubling it and then taking a tablespoon or two of cod liver oil in addition and then kind of heading back again in a month or two and seeing what was going on.
Okay. Understand, when Arnie says that he likes, you know, say 40 to 60.
I said 30 to 50.
30 to 50, okay. And a lot of alternative-minded, nutrition-minded people feel that way. The official recommendations at this point are 32. So... And the reason why I don't, not to fight about whether it be 32 or 50, but I don't want you to feel that 29, there's something horrible going on. It's not all that low.
Right.
I was getting mine from an article in the New England Journal of Medicine published a couple of years ago by Dr. Michael Hollick. And he specifically points out, he used that's where the 30 to 50 came from.
Yeah.
It didn't come from me.
Yeah, I mean, that's his opinion. He may well be right. But whatever it is, the 29 isn't a terrible level.
Okay,
at 15 and such, that's not good.
Okay, and the toxicity level going, above 50, is there any danger there or unknown?
I think once again going by Dr. Hollick's, and Dr. Hollick is, you know, he's up in Boston University. He used to be chairman of the department, but because he said that you should get some sunlight to get your vitamin D, they stripped him of his chairmanship, and now he's just a professor at the school. He's no longer chairman of the department.
Sunlight
so
is
he says
the way
he
to
used
get
a,
it.
He used a figure. He says once you go over 150, you got a problem.
Okay.
150. Once you go over 150, you got a problem.
Sounds like there's a lot of upside before this toxicity.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I would say, and it, you know, look, we all, that's why we have three of us here, because, you know, Dr. Podell's giving you one aspect, I'm giving you another, and Sam thinks we're both wrong, probably.
Well, I'm somewhere in between.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm with you, Arnie. I think it's okay. Since the range of normalcy is between 32 and, I think, 70, making shooting towards around 30, 40, 40 would probably be a good idea. But Dr. Podell is right. If you're taking 2,000 a day and you're getting below 32, so
well,
you want to know why.
Well, once again, he may have started from a very low level.
Yeah.
We don't know what he was when Al started.
Yep.
All right, Al, thanks. Thanks so much for the call. Don't you love causing controversy? Okay. All right, I guess we should pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at Wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Blue Bonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. All right, next, let's say hello to Caroline from East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Hello, Doctor. It's a pleasure talking to you. I have your book.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, just that I'm very sick. Nothing helping me. My doctor's not even helping me. Excuse me. I have a flu, and it locks on me in my throat. And the phlegm, I get so red, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah, I you don't sound too good.
I don't sound, because my nose is congested.
Oh, my.
It's congested. I'm blowing. I even brought over-the-counter Robitussin. He gave me antibiotics. He gave me pills. They look like little fish oils. It's BENSONATATTE to stop the cough.
Anyway, so...
it don't help.
It's not working.
No, what can I have for the cough?
I mean, we have so many cough remedies at Wilner's. I'm not so sure, though, that... With what it sounds like with you, whether they're going to help or not. I mean, they're good for moving phlegm out. They help suppress some of the irritation that causes the cough. I happen to like herbs, etc. Osha root cough syrup, very good. It relieves some of the tension in the chest and the ease breathing also as well. Osha root is very good for lung and respiratory problems. So I would take a look at that. But the thing is, you know, there's obviously some underlying situation that needs to be addressed. Your immune system sounds like it needs a little help. And the first thing that came to my mind, Arnie, was HCC. If you have a weakened immune system and you need to help...
What's the name of the product?
Empower. IMMPOWER. Empower. It's a AHCC product, and it's very good for the immune system. It seems to be very helpful for a lot of for flu, virus, even some bacterial infections as well. So you may want to take a look at that. And for the throat, I like the Sambucol. I like the elderberry products. I think they're very, very good. And there's a combination in the immune formula by Nature's Way, Sambucus immune formula. I think it works really, really well. So, well, give those things a shot, but they wouldn't hurt. They may help.
Well, and also keep in touch with your doctor because obviously you're sick a little bit too long. Thanks for the call, Caroline. And next we have Rudy from Trenton, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm diabetic, and my issue is that I'm having a hard time getting my sugar and my high blood pressure under control. And I'm on roughly around 7 to 8 different medications. I'm blind. And they want to put me on insulin now, and I just don't want to go that route. I don't know if you have any suggestion for me.
Your doctor wants you to take insulin?
Yep.
Well... You need insulin.
How old are you, Rudy?
68.
Okay. And was your blindness caused by the diabetes?
I don't think so. I was in glaucoma, and I went and took an operation, and from they put the laser in my eyes, it shut my eyes down.
Yeah. At this point, I think, you know, with all the medications you're taking, you need to be sticking with what your doctor wants you to do.
There are nutritionals that could be added, but I think it's probably a matter of some urgency to get your blood sugar under control. And so I think you start off with the insulin, And then you can see a nutritional doctor who work along with your diabetes doctor. There are things that can be helpful, like the lipoic acid that we talked about before, primrose oil, fish oil, and so on. But nothing is going to work as fast as the insulin.
Okay, Rudy, we'd like to help you, but you got a lot of issues going on, and it wouldn't be the right thing for us to be making all these nutritional suggestions. So we wish you good luck. Yeah. Next, we have Guy calling from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering, is there any problem taking vitamin C in its ascorbic acid form?
No.
There are no difficulties with that?
No, not usually. Ascorbic acid is a weak acid.
Is it ascorbic or ascorbate, by the way?
Well, either one.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid is one form. Then they usually have something like calcium ascorbate, which is another form. The difference being they both supply the vitamin C. The calcium ascorbate does it in a little bit more neutral form, so that it's not the acid form. It's a more neutral form.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which one is the more neutral?
There are two. One is, you may have heard of something called ester C.
Yes.
Ester C is a more neutral form.
Okay.
Or calcium ascorbate is another. It's very, very similar.
Calcium ascorbate.
It's calcium ascorbate or ester C. I believe there's a form, the company Natrol makes a product called Easy C, which is basically a calcium ascorbate. And American Health has the ester C, which is very, very similar, a calcium ascorbate.
Okay. Is there a natural one available?
There are natural forms. There are herbs and fruits which have a natural level of vitamin C. One is called
amla.
Amla. Another one is camu.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
There are there's one. What's the other?
Oh, well, rose hip, I guess.
Yeah, rose hips and
acerola.
Acerola, yeah. These are all natural form. Of course, there's oranges. You know, citrus fruits have natural vitamin C.
Well, I meant if you wanted to take a pill with a large amount of C.
You're not going to get a large amount of C from a natural source.
You aren't.
No, unless you take a lot of pills.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so you said rose hips.
Well, rose hips is one. Acerola is another. C-A-M-U. Camu is one.
Amla and camu. As a matter of fact, Now Foods has something called True C. It has a combination of these berries. I think four of them give you about 500 milligrams or something like that.
So True C from the Now Company.
Now Company. Also, Nature's Way has one of their Alive products is a vitamin, natural source vitamin C.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of natural vitamin C's. Usually, each tablet runs around 125 milligrams.
All right, that's
so,
not much.
No, that's what I said. So,
so none of these True C type products come in a powdered form.
Well, they may come in a powdered form, but once again, you're just using a lot.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
And let's see. Okay, we can talk to, Linda from Queens.
Hi.
Hi. We don't have too long, so just...
Okay. All right, I'm not taking CoQ10 now, but I picked up, it's 145, milligram?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And I was just wondering if the large amount, that's okay to take. I had a heart murmur, which I 2 years ago, I had a Doppler.
Okay.
And, it was all right.
Okay. Usually 100 milligrams is a fine dosage of CoQ10 to take. Okay. In your case, I don't know, but it should be okay for you too. All righty. You hear that nice mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of this segment of the Wilner Window.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. We'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out in the control room today. Noah makes sure everything runs all right, and Ira answers the phone. Please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini coming up at 4 o'clock. And the Wilner Window will return next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Please tune in.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.